Security forces confront protesters in the southern region of Puno. The government says nearly 9,000 demonstrators using homemade weapons and explosives tried to overrun the airport in the city of Juliaca. Security forces responded with live ammunition. It's the deadliest day in more than 1 month of violence across Peru.
I was holding my camera when a police officer asked me to kneel while pointing a gun at me. Then I heard a shot and felt my foot blocked. Then I felt a cramp. I took four steps. I fell on the floor because I couldn't walk.
Officials say ambulances were prevented from moving freely. A doctor was killed while assisting the wounded, and a 17-year-old girl was shot and killed in the crossfire. Hospitals are overflowing, with some of the wounded in critical condition.
I want to call on the central government. How can we have so many dead people?
Tens of thousands of people have marched to demand the resignation of President Dina Boluarte. Markets have been looted, roads blocked, and 25 provinces are on strike. Some of the victims were bystanders hit by stray bullets.
He was out walking. His friend lives nearby and they went for a walk. Then, as far as we know, a bullet hit him.
The government blames former President Pedro Castillo for the month-long unrest.
Who announced the coup d'etat from this same government palace? Who is coordinating these demonstrations to seek impunity and to achieve what they did not know how to achieve or were not allowed to achieve? The answer is in jail.
Castillo was ousted in December after he tried to shut down Congress and arrest the prosecutor investigating him for alleged corruption. With the violence spiraling, some members of parliament say they are unlikely to give the cabinet a vote of confidence on Tuesday, further deepening the crisis. The government has promised to restore peace, but many Peruvians aren't satisfied, and they say they will take their demonstrations to the capital to demand that President Dina Boluarte step down and new elections be held immediately. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.